An Important Council, written June 1911. This council was held at Loma Linda, California, beginning May 6, 1910, and closing May 12. It was composed of three representatives from the General Conference, one each from the Central, Lake, Northern, North Pacific, Southwestern, and Pacific Union Conferences, besides the executive committees of the Southern California Conference and the incorporators of the Loma Linda Sanitarium and of the College of Medical Evangelists. The council was the outgrowth of an invitation extended by the Pacific Union Conference at its session in January to these conferences to join with it in establishing and suitably equipping and making provision for maintaining a denominational medical school at Loma Linda, California. In 1905, a meeting was held in Los Angeles to consider the advisability of purchasing this property. At this meeting, Sister E. G. White was present. Among other things, she said, "With the possession of this place comes the weighty responsibility of making the work of the institution educational in character. Loma Linda is to be not only a sanitarium, but an educational center. A school is to be established here for the training of gospel medical missionary evangelists. Much is involved in this work, and it is very essential that a right beginning be made." In the communications that came from time to time to those who had charge of the work, the thought of a school where persons would receive an advanced training in medical missionary lines was made prominent, and in one, the thought that it would develop into a medical school was strongly implied, as the following sentences indicate. Page 458-1901. Some of the students are to be educated as nurses, some as physicians. It is not necessary for our students to go to Ann Arbor for a medical education. They may obtain at our schools all the education that is essential to perform the work for this time. It will take some time to get a right understanding of this matter, but just as soon as we begin to work in the line of true reform, the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us, if we are willing to be guided. From a careful reading of all the communications that were received relative to this work, it seemed clear that at least three classes of workers were to be educated in the school. 1. Many well-qualified nurses to work as evangelists. 2. A large number of persons qualified with the ability of physicians to labor as evangelists. 3. A few fully accredited physicians with recognition to stand at the head of the work. The brethren in charge of the work at Loma Linda made an effort to present the importance of this enterprise to the General Conference held in Washington in May 1909, but, from lack of time, the brethren failed to get a hearing. However, after the conference was closed, the General Conference Committee took the matter up and passed the following resolution. Resolved, that we recognize the Loma Linda College of Evangelists as a special training school for medical missionary workers for the worldwide field, and encourage it to maintain and strengthen its efforts to provide a course of study for the training of workers, combining the qualifications of the highly trained nurse with those of the practical evangelist, and further, that before giving counsel as to the suggested plan of adding to their facilities and equipment, so as to give 1 or 2 years of medical study that would be accepted by a recognized medical college as a part of a regular medical course, we request definite information concerning the changes involved in adapting their courses of study for this purpose, the requirements of such colleges as would affiliate on this basis, and as to what such a plan would involve financially. Still feeling that the instruction called for a medical school, the brethren at Loma Linda presented the matter again at the Fall Council of the General Conference Committee, held at College View, Nebraska, in October 1909. And the following additional resolution was passed. Resolved, that we recommend the Board of Management of the Loma Linda College of Evangelists to secure a charter for the school, that it may develop as the opening providences and the instruction of the Spirit of God may indicate. In harmony with this resolution, a charter was obtained by the incorporators of the Loma Linda Sanitarium, under the title of the College of Medical Evangelists, which charter provided for the granting of medical degrees to those who graduate. This action was another advanced step in the history of this enterprise. There being, however, still some difference of opinion as to the real meaning of the communications, and not that harmonious cooperation that seemed to be necessary in order to make the enterprise a success, The Loma Linda Brethren appealed to the Pacific Union Conference at its fifth biennial session held at Mountain View, California, January 25th to 30th, 1910, for a fuller recognition of the claims of this work. In order, if possible, to make the matter clear and plain to the minds of all, a committee of three, namely Elders Evans, Andros, and Cottrell, was appointed from the Conference Committee on Plans and Recommendations to interview Sister White relative to the meaning of the counsel received. Instead of seeking a personal interview, these brethren framed and addressed the following communication to Sister White. Mountain View, California, January 25, 1910. Mrs. E. G. White, Mountain View, California. Dear Sister White, we have read the testimonies, as far as we have seen them, that you have given concerning Loma Linda and the establishment of a medical school in connection with the work at that place. As far as we know, our people are anxious to carry out the light that the Lord has given, but there is a difference of opinion between us in regard to what you mean when you use the term a medical school. Some hold that when you speak of a medical school, you mean a school where the Bible is made prominent, where all features of our faith are taught, and where the message is given in its fullness, in addition to which we give an outline of the treatment of simple diseases, the care of the sick, and such things as will qualify the student to go into a foreign field, or even into a city, and do intelligent medical missionary work, using his medical knowledge as a means of introducing the Bible and teaching the truth. Others hold that when you use the phrase a medical school, you mean, in addition to the foregoing, a fully equipped medical school that teaches the Bible and the truth as before said, but that gives such a thorough training along medical lines as will qualify the students, who take the course, to pass the state board examinations and become registered, qualified physicians for public work. We are anxious to preserve unity and harmony of action. In order to do this, we must have a clear understanding of what is to be done. Are we to understand, from what you have written concerning the establishment of a medical school at Loma Linda, that, according to the light you have received from the Lord, we are to establish a thoroughly equipped medical school, the graduates from which will be able to take state board examinations and become registered, qualified physicians? Most respectfully yours, signed, Evans, Andros, Cottrell. In answer to this communication, the following reply was received. Almost identical with a statement regarding the training of physicians. The light given me is, we must provide that which is essential to qualify our youth who desire to be physicians, so that they may intelligently fit themselves to be able to stand the examinations required to prove their efficiency as physicians. They should be taught to treat understandingly the cases of those who are diseased, so that the door will be closed for any sensible physician to imagine that we are not giving in our school the instruction necessary for properly qualifying young men and young women to do the work of a physician. Continually, the students who are graduated are to advance in knowledge, for practice makes perfect. The medical school at Loma Linda is to be of the highest order, because those who are in that school have the privilege of maintaining a living connection with the wisest of all physicians from whom there is communicated knowledge of a superior order. And for the special preparation of these of our youth, who have clear convictions of their duty to obtain a medical education that will enable them to pass the examinations required by law of all who practice as regularly qualified physicians, we are to supply whatever may be required so that these youth need not be compelled to go to medical schools conducted by men not of our faith. Thus, we shall close a door that the enemy would be pleased to have left open, and our young men and women, whose spiritual interests the Lord desires us to safeguard, will not feel compelled to connect with unbelievers in order to obtain a thorough training along medical lines. Signed, Ellen G. White. The foregoing statement was so definite that the Committee on Plans and Recommendations reported, and the conference passed, the following recommendations outlining a plan for the establishment of a medical school on a broader and firmer basis. We recommend, 1. That, in harmony with the above instruction, we favor the establishment and maintenance of a medical school at Loma Linda, California. 2. In order that this medical school may meet the mind of the Lord in doing the work appointed for it by the Spirit of Prophecy, we invite the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, the Lake, Northern, Central, Southwestern, and the North Pacific Union Conferences and the Southern California Conference to unite with the Pacific Union Conference in establishing and suitably equipping and maintaining this school. 3. That a Board of Control for directing the management of the school be appointed as follows. A. 2 members to be appointed by the General Conference. B. 1 member by the Lake Union Conference, 1 by the Northern Union Conference, 1 by the Central Union Conference, 1 by the Southwestern Union Conference, 1 by the Pacific Union Conference, and 1 by the North Pacific Union Conference. C. 2 members to be appointed by the Southern California Conference. 4. That the school shall be maintained by funds obtained as follows. A. Tuition. B. Donations. C. Deficit, if any, to be met annually by the General Conference, the Lake, Northern, Central, Southwestern, North Pacific, and Pacific Union Conferences, and the Southern California Conference, all sharing equally. 5. That each of the above-mentioned organizations to be requested to raise $1,000 in behalf of the equipment and maintenance of the school for the calendar year 1910. 6. That a separate set of books be kept, carrying all accounts of the school, so that the same can be audited, and a full knowledge of the cost of operating the school, be submitted to the constituency annually. 7. That a committee, consisting of the incoming president of the Pacific Union Conference, the president of the Southern California Conference, W.C. White, and Burden, be asked to present this entire question to the General Conference and the Union Conferences referred to, and to lead out in the establishment of this medical school. The action of the Pacific Union Conference was communicated by the committee appointed for that purpose to the conferences mentioned in the recommendation. Each of these union conferences took the matter up and gave it favorable consideration and appointed a person to represent them on the board. The General Conference, at their spring council in Washington in April 1910, took the following action on the invitation of the Pacific Union Conference. Whereas, it is advised that a medical school be equipped and conducted at Loma Linda, California, and whereas, the Pacific Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists has petitioned that the General Conference join it in this undertaking. Therefore, resolved, 1. That the General Conference unite with the Pacific Union Conference and other union conferences in establishing a medical school at Loma Linda, California. 2. That we authorize the officers of the General Conference to appropriate $1,000 or any fraction thereof for the above purpose during the year 1910. 3. That Daniels Rubel and Salisbury be the General Conference members on the Board of Control of said school. The foregoing is a brief history of the successive steps that led up to the assembling of these representative brethren at Loma Linda for the purpose of considering this question more fully and making provisions for a denominational medical school. The latest communications in regard to this enterprise were so clear and explicit that all doubt as to their intent was removed from the minds of the members of the council, and hence, from the very beginning, the meeting was characterized by a spirit of earnestness and determination on the part of all to move out at once upon the instruction received. The launching of such an enterprise being a new thing in our experience, we had to feel our way along step by step, and while each proposed move was discussed freely, an excellent spirit prevailed, and when an action was passed, it was by the unanimous vote of all the delegation. Early in the progress of the council, it was made very clear to all that it would be unwise to have two corporations operating upon the same ground and doing a work that the testimonies clearly implied should be one. For this reason, one of the first definite actions was the passage of a resolution to consolidate the Sanitarium Corporation and the College Corporation into one, to be known as the College of Medical Evangelists, thus making the medical school the main feature and the sanitarium work a branch or auxiliary of the same. By this action, the whole of the sanitarium plant, with its facilities and equipment, would become of great service to the medical college, thus making it possible for us to begin at once to operate a medical school, allowing the other appliances to follow later, as necessity should demand. By resolution of the council, the constituency of the new corporation is composed of the following. The members of the Executive Committee of the Southern California Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. 2. the members of the Executive Committee of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists resident in the United States. 3. Members of the Executive Committee of the Pacific Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. 4. The original incorporators. The consolidation of these two corporations entailed some minor changes in the Articles of Incorporation and made it necessary for the election of a board of 21 members composed of the following persons: Daniels, Alan Moon, Underwood, Russell, Flays, Watson, Irwin, Andros, W.C. White, Luther Warren, Ledsworth, Wessels, Lindsay Rubel, Burden, Abbott, Julia A. White, Evans, Owen, Rand, Lucas. 1/3 of this number serve for 1 year, 1/3 for 2 years, and 1/3 for 3 years, so that at each annual election, the members elected will serve for the term of 3 years. This board was organized by the election of the following persons as officers: Irwin, President; John A. Burden, Vice President; Dr. Rubel, Secretary; Merrill, Treasurer; John J. Ireland, Auditor. After its organization, the board spent some time in considering the things most essential at the present time to open and operate the school. These were found to be a moderate-sized hospital building with the necessary equipment and appliances, a laboratory and dormitories for the young men and women. The total estimated cost of the immediate improvements amounted to $25,000, which sum it was voted to raise by donations the coming season. The original suggestion that each of the conferences mentioned in the enterprise contribute $1,000 was sustained, and this amount was to apply on the $25,000. A curriculum outlining the entrance requirements and fees and the courses of study was, after very careful consideration, adopted, and a faculty of teachers selected. A calendar containing full information relative to the school has been printed and can be had on application to the dean, Dr. Abbott, Loma Linda, California. I cannot close this article without expressing the conviction that is upon my mind, that the movement that is inaugurated by this council, if carried forward in a spirit of sacrifice and in harmony with the instruction received from Sister White relative to the enterprise, will prove to be the most important move made by us as a people since the removal of our headquarters to Washington. For it provides a place where hundreds of our young men and women can receive a training, not only as physicians, but as medical missionary evangelists, without their faith and spirituality being endangered by coming in contact with the skepticism and infidelity that is met within other institutions of learning. I bespeak for this enterprise not only the prayers of God's people, but a share in their liberalities consistent with the importance of the enterprise and the needs of the work in other lines.